I don't know how long this is going to last. It's the news, according to me. It's kind of loud. Oh, good Monday morning, February 17th, 8:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Kevin, your host, with the... We have now, if this is still February 2025. What are we? Just to give you some kind of, you know, reference here. January 20th, Donald Trump took office as the 47th president. Now, speaking of the 47 thing, I really had thought that they were going to do something with Kamala. And I was wrong about that. I want to just stay there right up front. I was wrong. You can go ahead and put that on. You can record that, put it on loop if you want to and listen to it. I'm wrong a lot. But you can ask certain people that I live with. I have I really thought they were going to do something with that. I really thought that they were going to try to put Kamala in there just because they, but you know, I think that there was so much animus there that that was one thing that they weren't going to allow pushed. And I think with all of the, of course, if you do that, because Joe Biden had the last hour, you know, the midnight hour, 11th hour, whatever you're going to call it. Pardons that he had to give out to everybody, kind of under the radar, hoping that nobody would notice all these pardons he's giving to people, pre-exempting them from any charges. How does that work? That's not what the presidential pardon power was. I guarantee you, when that was put into place, I don't know if it was the founders who put that into place or who did it. That was not the intention of that whole thing, was not to pre-pardon someone. You're excused now forever from anything that anybody wants to prosecute you for. For any non-violent crimes, any non-violent crime. Talk about immunity from everything. They were screaming about Donald Trump having immunity. He has immunity. He can just order all of his political opponents be assassinated, of course, the army's going to step in and do all that. Like as if they're just going to obey every word he has to say, even if it's an unlawful order. They're not going to do that. We're more likely to do the opposite with him. Well, in the former administration. This is a very different world we're living in now. Donald Trump stepped in, of course, knowing that, you know, he's been there. He's worked them. He knows how the machine works now. He knows all the people who were there. He knows where all the bones are buried, maybe not all of them. The first time in, I don't think he had any idea how vast, deep, and smelly and stinky and everything else that the swamp was. I just don't think he realized that stepping in. He does now. And I think he's had 4 years to actually experience. Well, first of all, he had 4 years to experience the rhetoric and the pushback. It was just the political insanity on the other side. And it's a small group of people. Don't think for a minute, you know, all these people you see on social media and everybody that's just touting the same old thing that has Trump derangement syndrome. And they're just, my wife just passed on something to me this morning that some people were posting on Facebook, and it's just reaction. It's a reactionary thing. If it has anything to do with Donald Trump, I can't have anything to do with it. Now it's like you people have nothing else to do with your life. Donald Trump is living rent free in your. Actually, I should say the model, the monster that they've created, that they told you is Donald Trump, is living rent free in your mind. And it's motivating everything that you're doing or not doing, what you choose to do or not to do. All of a sudden, the time you're spending posting, you know what I like about Facebook? I like the fact that I can look at somebody's Facebook page and I can see what's going on in their life. Oh, look, they got, you know, their son graduated today. Oh, look, they had a birthday. Oh, look, this person, they got a new car, or they got in a car accident. You know, something is bad. I want to know about this stuff. I want to, you know, it's a good way to stay connected with people and their friends and their family. You want to drive a wedge? You want to become a pariah? You want to become somebody that nobody wants? You want to get snoozed on Facebook? I think that's what they call it now. Blocked, basically. Unnotified when somebody's on. Start talking about politics. Here's what happens in the social media world. You go in and you start making these comments pro one side or the other. And here, now the dogs are starting to bark, so I don't know how long this show's going to last. You make these comments on one side or the other. What ends up happening is if someone has a disagreement with you and they decide to state something other than what you have stated, you know, to have an opposing idea or thought, that person posts a comment on your statement or on your little posting that you did. What ends up happening? Oh, the person just says, oh, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I was wrong. That never happens. 99% of the time, what ends up happening is you and that person in their little echo chamber, all their little flying monkeys come in and pounce on you. You have to be very, very careful and diplomatic about how you come back with anything like a question or a comment or a disagreement. Because you'll get 27 people all of a sudden that you didn't know were in the room pouncing on you, telling you how wrong you are. That person may not even respond. And at the end of the day, this is where really the bottom line thing here. At the end of the day, after all the arguments and the comments and the name calling and the everything else that goes on, no one's minds, no one's hearts were changed. None. It's more rare than a unicorn to see that kind of thing happen. Well, you've opened my eyes and I've changed my mind because of what you posted there on the Facebook page. It is an echo chamber that these people live. They create their own little, and all you're doing is putting yourself in a pigeonhole. You're putting yourself in a box with all your like-minded friends. I don't care which side of the spectrum you're on here. I don't care whether you're on the right or the left or whatever you're on. You can hear the dogs barking in the background. I don't care which side of the fence you're on here, which side of the aisle you're on, whatever you want to call it. This happens on both sides. Now, if you have something you want to post about what's going on in the country and you have some concerns, that's fine. Just post it and see what happens with that. But everything is so politically charged now. Just keep it off of social media. Just when you have discussion with somebody, hey, let's go out for lunch. I want to talk to you about what's going on with the country. Just me and you. I want to talk about it. Get your perspective. I want to actually know how you feel about this and what you think about this and why you think what you think about this. No, it's not the way it is on social media. You just post it, slam it in somebody's face, and the person slams back something in your face, and the next thing you know, it's in this. Everybody who's a part of that person's little echo box, I call it their flying monkeys, reference to the Wizard of Oz, come in and pounce on you. That's how all that works. I don't know, my dog's barking at it now. It's kind of weird. So I have a 10-month-old puppy who likes to bark at the 13 or 14-year-old grumpy butt who doesn't like to play anymore. And so he'll be laying down, you know, just napping, doing his thing, being an old dog. The dog comes up and starts pouncing around and barking at him, and it kind of gets annoying. I know what that's like because I'm the old grumpy dog now. So I get it. But I also, you know, I feel for the little puppy that wants to play all the time. There's no end to his playing. Got more energy than the local power plant. So that's one thing that happens on social media that I wanted to talk about that a little bit this morning because it's, now, of course, I know I'm speaking to the choir here. Most people who listen to this program probably don't don't go there. And quite frankly, most of my friends on the right, most of the conservatives, typically, I mean, this is by observation, unless they're really a total like Trump fanatic, you know, because you got that side of things too. Trump is like a god to them. So you got those people too, but I don't think there's that many of those. There's a lot more people who have Trump derangement syndrome and think that Trump is the enemy and Trump is a Hitler and he's the devil himself incarnate than there are who thinks that he's God. I should put it that way. Now, having said that, there are those that do that. Now, most of my conservative friends, I've noticed, don't go on social media much anymore. They just avoid it. They're just like, it's not worth the contention. Nothing's being changed here. It's just not worth my energy. I've got other things to do. And they're not the radical ones that come out with all this crazy hyperbole all the time. Occasionally it happens, but not nearly as much. I mean, there are people who just steadily, it's just a steady diet of everything that they post is all, no, my word. And you can waste a lot of your life away doing this kind of stuff. And you become so caught up in it. And the left has been so caught up in it for the last 8 years. They're believing their own lies now. They've gone off the deep end with all this stuff. Anything that Donald Trump does, and this is, I think Scott Jennings put this the best way. I think it was that 80-20 thing I played the other day about Scott Jennings. He says he's picking the 80 side of every argument, and the Democrats, just because he's on that side, they pick the 20% side, and they're losing every battle. I mean, just take, for instance, there's the Gulf of Mexico thing, the Gulf of America thing, changing the name. How trivial is that? Who cares? I think he's doing it just to troll the news and to troll the left, to keep them spinning. It's like he's got them spinning those, you know, the guy that spins the plates on the big shoe, the Ed Sullivan show. The guy that came out and used to spin the plates. When I was about 3 years old, that was very entertaining for me. I thought that was very entertaining. But for a child. And that's kind of what it is with them. Trump is there spinning them. They're like the plates, and they're just spinning around, spinning. Guy spinning the plates. Spin the plates. And they're the ones. They're the plates. They're just being spun around, but round and around with all. Let me put up one on this side. They just go nuts over this stuff. So now, you know, speaking of Doge. They hate this Doge thing, you know. It's because he's coming in and he's Letitia James. If you remember Letitia James, recently she was she's the prosecutor in New York who was going after Donald Trump, and we're not going to stop until we get him. I'm going to kill him. We're going to put him in jail. It's just very the vitriol and the hatred she has for Donald Trump. They changed laws. They actually literally came in and changed laws, changed statutes of limitations. Just to go after Donald Trump. But no, it wasn't political. No, it wasn't. It wasn't targeting one particular individual, because no one is above the law. What is that? Is Deputy Dog? I've been wanting to look this up. It's got to be Deputy Dog. I think it's Deputy Dog. What happened here? Oh, my computer's going slow. Thank you very much. I have, I'm pretty sure it was Deputy Dog, and he talked like that. Where is this? For those of you who are my age. There's not many of you left, I know. Because, you know, there's fewer and fewer of us. There's never going to be more people older than me today. There will be only fewer older people than me. Every day, the number gets smaller. And there's going to be a couple dogs that end up not living much longer either if they continue to operate like the way they're doing right now. Well, I got it. This is my computer is not doing anything right now, so I'm going to have to figure that out. I think I'm going to have to do some changes in the old sound booth here at home, just to kind of keep those things figured out. So that was one of the things I want to talk about. Just this whole social media blitz that's going on right now, and we're not into. By the way, this whole thing. We haven't even reached the first month of Donald Trump in office already. He's already done more, which begs the question that I have for the Democrats right now and the Democrat Party. Why are you out having all these rallies, protesting Doge, doing all this stuff with Doge? Elon Musk is now the villain. This unelected person has access to all your numbers, all your private information. Letitia James came out and was saying how she basically just said it right out loud. She goes, he's stopping Social Security checks and veterans benefits, like as if she cares anything about that. And this, nothing can be further. That's not what's happening. That's not happening. It's a flagrant lie. And of course, you'll hear stories about all kinds of weird things happening. I don't trust either side on this. I just want some of the things I hear about from the right saying that, Doge found this. I don't know. I haven't heard the official reports. Okay, if it's true, it's something that's really bad. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know how much of this to believe or not. The only thing I can believe right now is completely. I completely believe that in my cup I have chai with cinnamon creamer, and I also have a Joe sweet peach tea. Yeah, that's good stuff. I have there you go. I bet you thought I forgot about that. I didn't forget about that. Well, maybe for a moment there after my little rant. So I had this whole thing with the Doge, they're exposing all this stuff, and they're claiming that this USAID, now people are going to starve to death. People are going to that's not what's going on here. Joe Rogan had a very good, of course. Now Joe Rogan is a right wing wacko too, according to people on the left. In this liberal hive mind had a very good show the other day. This guy's been on fire lately. He's been putting out like 5 or 6 videos a day. He usually put out 2 or 3. And one of the things he put on was this whole thing between Jon Stewart and Jen Psaki. And Jen Psaki was basically dismissing Joe Rogan and Leo Vaughn and some of these other people as being, they're now right-wingers. They're now radical people because they came out kind of in support of in support of Trump. So now they're conservative right-wing Hitler type, wackos. This is a prime example. I'll play that tomorrow. I'll play a little clip of that tomorrow. This is a prime example of what happens when you oppose anything on the leftist agenda. It's not a matter of can you come out and disagree with something and just say this or that. No, that's not allowed. You are immediately cast into the lake of conservatives, as they would call it. It's just absolutely insane. But that's what they do. All of a sudden, you're the villain, and that's what they do with you. And I think my dogs agree. You can hear them in the background. They're agreeing right now, even as I speak. So what was I going to find this? Try to find this one thing. I was going to do this for a reason. I was pulling this up for a reason. Why did it finally came up here? I was going to search for something, and now I can't find what it is. What was it I was going to look? What was I doing here, folks? What am I doing here? I don't even know what I'm doing here. I have no idea what I'm doing. Oh well, So they're after this. So my question to the Democrats is this your job? Is it your job to go out there and protest and have these rallies? And I heard a really good thing the other day. I don't even know who it was that said it. It was some obscure philosopher type guy on YouTube. He said, "You know what? You throw a rock into a pack of dogs, and whichever one yelps is the one that got hit." What's happening right now is Doge is throwing rocks into the pack of dogs, and the ones that are popping up there, and the loudest ones that are coming out and barking, are the ones that probably got hit by the audit, by the investigations here that are going on. They're the ones that have the most to lose. You see, Schumer. All the other wacky wackadoodles, they're Maxine Waters and all the other individuals that are out there. Sheryl Crow, for instance. Who is Sheryl Crow anyway? I think she was a singer back in the 70s. I don't know if she's any. She's relevant anymore or not. On Instagram or something, she has this video of herself as they're hauling away her Tesla. Now, I've been saying recently, it might be a good time to buy a used Tesla. I might just do that because what's happening is all these leftist nutcases that used to think Elon Musk was the savior of the world, all of a sudden, electric cars are the way to go. And I have a Tesla. They were all snooty and stuffy nosed. They got their nose up in the air. Look at me. I have a Tesla. I'm saving the planet. Well, then they turn around and now, of course, they want to get rid of their Teslas. They're dumping them on the market. I don't know what the process is to buy a used Tesla. I have no idea. But I think it's probably a good time to buy one. And, maybe one or two. I mean, prices are probably way down there right now on used ones anyway. In fact, the value of they're probably going to have a harder time. Well, they have such a waiting list. It won't matter. If they've got a 9-month waiting list on a new Tesla, so now it might go down to 4 months. You still have a waiting list. They're still not going to stop producing them at the rate they are. So it's not going to change anything. But if you ever wanted a Tesla, this might be a good time to buy a used one. Like I said, because just like Sheryl Crow, I'm getting rid of my Tesla because I want nothing to do with Elon Musk. Okay, well, here again, this is one of those things where, now AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she also has a Tesla. I don't know if she's complained about it, but she's probably selling hers too. She probably will now that Sheryl Crow has sold hers because she wants to be, in the hip crowd, in the crowd. That's the way that works. Yeah. So, I had a little cough there. Sorry. I'm going to need some peach tea. Oh, that's much better. That's good. So we have one of the other things I want to talk about this week is something called AI, artificial intelligence. I've got some serious opinions about artificial intelligence, and it's not what it seems. I'm going to kind of connect all the dots here with what's going on. I think in the times in which we live and the times in which I think the Bible has foretold, and how artificial intelligence relates to the end times and the things that are coming upon the earth. It's the things everything that we're seeing right now, where we're at in this, I'm not going to call it a dispensation, but where we are in this state of the game, I call it that. And I think it's important that we understand and get a good perspective on AI and how it's useful and how it's also could be used very nefariously. And I think we need to understand what we're getting into here and to keep an eye on it. And just to understand, it's one of those things like a credit card. A credit card is not necessarily an evil thing. Sorry, Dave Ramsey. I'm sorry. It's not an evil thing. It's just a piece of plastic with a number. It's an account. It's a credit. That's all it is. It's not necessarily in and of itself evil. It's how it's used. And Dave would say if it's used at all, it's evil. But I don't think Dave agrees that it's necessarily evil just to use a credit card. However, having one is a huge temptation to use it. It's very easy to be, and I'm very susceptible to that. If I've got credit, by golly, I'm probably going to rack it up. At least that's the way I used to be. I'm not that way anymore. I got burned enough by it that it's just, I despise credit anymore. I don't care what my credit record is anymore because I don't need it. I don't want it. Go away. So this is... the kind of thing that isn't necessarily in and of itself, and AI isn't necessarily in and of itself evil. It's the way it's used and what it's to be used for and how it affects culture and what's happening with our culture because of it or in spite of it, whichever way you look at that. So I want to get into that a little bit later. Now, just to give you some idea, run down the shows, I think I'm just going to have to cut this show short. I think tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit more about AI and a few other things that are going on with politics, but... The reality right now of what's happening in our culture. And AI itself. So I want to talk a little bit about how it relates to the end times and what's happening, and I'll get into that a little bit more tomorrow. There's some really good audio, I think, that I might play tomorrow. One of the things is this one guy that was on the Joe Rogan show was talking about Doge, or talking about, I'm sorry, USAID, and how Doge has found some things and what's really happening with the whole situation. So yeah, it's just one of those. It should be really very interesting to see how all this unfolds in the near future. But we'll talk about some of those things tomorrow. And hopefully have a little bit longer of a show. If I have a longer show, it'll probably be later in the morning. Or it'll be either extremely early or a little bit later in the day. Because my dogs, they get up early and want breakfast, and then they got to run around and then bark, and then got to kind of have to go nuts before they go out for their little exercise routine thing. Then they kind of settle down after that a little bit, not much, just a little bit. So we'll deal with that tomorrow. Hopefully be able to have the show and go from there. I believe there will be a show every day this week. That's the plan. Should be able to have a show every day this week. And then next week, believe it or not, a show every day next week. The last 2 days of the week of the month possibly could get, I think the 27th, I'm pretty sure that it's the next, that's like a Thursday. Should be able to have a show that day. Friday's a little bit questionable on the 28th, but other than that, that's the only thing that looks like it might be a possibility, be a problem. But other than that, there should be a show every day. And the shows will just get better and better. So just so you know, I will keep you informed of that. Folks, pray for our nation. Pray for this week that things continue to unfold and continue to move forward. God bless. Have a great rest of your day.